Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bitsley. It's late Friday, 3:50. I had a load to do today and had to sort some stuff with Sam's sister because they are going to Malta in the morning. 4:30 tomorrow. I'll be dropping them at the airport. Change the locks on the doors. Job done. So sorry I'm late. I've got no horses today because anything that I would have has run. One place, I think there was a couple of places yesterday, half decent. So what have we got? Amazing, everybody's got the an expert on coronavirus. I love it. You read Twitter, it's only the flu for fuck's sake, blah, blah, blah. I know nothing about it, I'll be honest. What I do is follow the World Health Organization guy who is giving sound advice. Making out that some countries, and I think he was aiming it at the US, are not taking it seriously enough. I think it's the death rate that's worrying more than anything, the sort of 3.4% compared to flu being less than 1%. And obviously, if it does spread and the number of people catch it and that death rate keeps up, then you'd be talking big numbers. We are seeing it. HSBC shut down yesterday, but you don't need to worry. All the Twitter experts who've not got one fucking ounce of medical knowledge are on it. So as long as they're on it, and the American president wanted to use the flu vaccine on it. I mean, or asked if we could, to be fair, he didn't want to. I exaggerated then. Bit of hyperbole for effect, but he is a fucking knob. Right, I have got some football for you, that is all. And then tomorrow I'll be back to normal. As I say, I'll take them to the airport and then I'll be back home. I'm going to give you these just in case I get delayed or anything coming back tomorrow. And I have to shorten the pod because I'm going to have to do my own stuff while after that. Just got three home mentions for tomorrow. Preston in the Championship, Ibar in La Liga, and Emmen in Holland. So those three are home mentions. All look to have a nice bit of value in the price. Not saying they'll win, but they will be ones that whack them in a treble. You'll be good. Right, and I have got for you tonight first half goal. Dutch game. Don't have many Dutch games, but Telstar Jong PSV. If that is 0-0 on 20-25 minutes, Telstar Jong PSV, then start drip backing or drip laying a first half goal, sort of 25 through to 40. Telstar Jong PSV, and in where is it? France League 2. Same bet, Estac Troy versus Paris. 20 minutes that one, Estac Troy Paris, drip backing or drip laying a first half goal. And I've got a 1.5 for you, which is in Segunda, Lugo versus Cadiz. Lugo versus Cadiz, 0-0 on 20 minutes. Start drip backing over 1.5 goals. As I say, people, half time. Somebody asked me, what do? I'm tending to let these run now. But certainly, if you get a goal first half, I would let it run through the second half. If you get a goal just after half time, you may just want to remove your liability. If the first half summer, you may want to remove your liability and just have a free bet. If it stayed 0-0 and you've got that back going, late on, I might look to lay just one goal. So I might move to the 0.5 and just lay a bit later. I will make some videos and things on this stuff. It is in the pipeline, but it's difficult to tell people, I'll do this, do that, and then they say, I wouldn't have lost. If I traded, I could have removed my liability. You do have to do what makes you feel comfortable. So if you're happy giving yourself free bets, and I do like free bets, certainly in a 2.5 market, I always give myself free bets. 1.5, I've got a bit braver in myself, just letting them run, but there's nothing wrong with giving yourself a free shot at profit, and if it doesn't come off, you scratch. So if you get that goal and you're happy just to do that, chug away. It's a perfectly fair way to have a go at it. So that's it football-wise. Those and those home mentions tomorrow. I will be back with the normal stuff tomorrow. As I say, I just don't know what time. Take them to the airport, get back, do all the morning stuff. And then I've got a week on my own. Lovely. Absolutely beautiful. Cheltenham week. Full Cheltenham sort out for you. So, yeah, that's it. I'm going to leave you with it. Have a great Friday. Trading guys, I'm going to post your stuff literally in the next 5-10 minutes. It's now, what is it now? God almighty. It's now 4 o'clock. So you'll have a message certainly by 4:30. And that'll be it. And I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.